last night's council meeting, council gave the second reading of an ordinance establishing new rates for garbage collection within the village for residential properties. We currently work with Rumkey to pick up our garbage, and we have unlimited garbage pickup, which we want to continue for the next 2 years. And Rumkey has submitted a proposal that will increase our rates from $16.76 currently, that the first year of a contract would go to $17.86, and then the fifth year of the contract would go to $20.85 and increase each year a little bit between those 2 years. So council went ahead and gave the second reading of that ordinance, contracting with Rumkey, and the third reading will be at our next council meeting. Council also gave the first reading of a resolution supporting the renewal of State Issue 2. State Issue 2 has been around for nearly 40 years and has resulted in grants and loans to local communities for infrastructure projects in all of the 88 counties in Ohio. Minster has benefited from the State Capital Improvement Program as well over the last 30 years by receiving about over $1 million in grants for numerous street and infrastructure projects. And Issue 2 is set to expire at the end of June of 2025, and it has to be renewed by the voters of the state. And the issue is going to be on the May 6, 2025 ballot. And we wanted to pass a resolution showing our support for Issue 2, since it's been such a big benefit for the Village of Minster, and encourage the voters of the community to vote yes on May 6th on Issue 2. Council also gave the first reading of an ordinance granting a utility easement across village-owned property. CenterPoint Energy is planning on replacing a major gas line that extends along the north property line of the 7th Street Community Park, and they are requesting a 1,390 square foot easement at the northwest corner of the 7th Street Community Park and the Miami Erie Canal. And council went ahead and gave the first reading of this ordinance to grant them that easement. Council also adopted appropriations for 2025. At the end of 2024, we adopted interim appropriations to get us started until we balanced the 2024 books and started to work on a 2025 budget. So council went ahead and gave the first reading of annual appropriations for the 2025 budget. And this year, the annual appropriations total $34,939,435. Those were our annual appropriations set for this year, and council gave the first reading of that as well. Council also gave had a discussion on setting off fireworks within the village limits. At the last council meeting, council discussed the issue of setting off fireworks and banning them altogether, and then they instructed me to prepare another ordinance which adopted the state of Ohio's fire code regarding consumer fireworks and setting them off inside the village limits. So council had a discussion on the benefits and the negativity of passing such an ordinance, and they will consider that at the next meeting as well. Council also hired Tyler Carnham as an employee of Public Works Department. This refills an open position that we have for a general labor in the Public Works Department. And Tyler, who's a graduate of the Minster High School, will be paid $23.19 an hour. Council also approved the February 2025 income tax report as submitted by the City of St. Mary's. We received $346,770 in income tax for the month of February, which brings us up to a total of $710,060 for the year.